Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hector, how are you?
I'm doing great, Glenn. Thank you for having me on. Always
a
pleasure.
Very stylish. I know my listeners can't see, but you got a beautiful Osasuna tracksuit top on. All right, to just take us into the historical nature of today's game, first leg in the Copa del Rey against Athletic Club.
This is, I think, the sixth time that we have made it to this round, that we have made it this far in the Copa del Rey. If I'm not mistaken, the last time that we were in this instance, we made it to the final and we fell to Real Betis back in 2004, 2005. So for a club our size, it is just unbelievable. I mean, we are fighting against the three clubs that have won this tournament the most times. And just the nature of that is just unbelievable. I mean, the days leading up to the game, even today itself, just the vibes around the town, it was everything everyone talked about. I mean, the stadium was a sellout. So that's just something that tells you it was below freezing here, and people still showed up and sold this thing out.
Osasuna in the semifinals of the Copa del Rey, by the way, having an excellent season. They are currently eighth in La Liga. I watched 3-2 win at Sevilla this past weekend, which was dropped at its best, as Azzurri in the 85th. With a game winner. There was an own goal also from Sevilla, and Garcia had scored in the 18th minute. But your form in La Liga too is pretty exceptional. Take us, Hector, into this the mantra of the club. It's very different. It's Pamplona, Spain. There's a different vibe around the team. It's a little bit more of a family type vibe, right?
Yes, the vibe around the club is that. Their mentality is we're going to keep it as local as we can. So yes, we might bring in players from the outside, but at the end of the day, what we want is to have as many academy products as we can in our team. We'll build our team around our academy, and then whatever pieces that we're missing, we'll bring in from the outside. So that gives Osasuna kind of a nature of saying, of people feeling like they are part of the club. And to that, you add that it's only one of the four fan-owned clubs. We don't have an owner. Ticket season members or members are part owners of Osasuna. So that also gives a sense to belonging to everyone who's a part of it. So it's a very unique, very, very interesting way that they look at soccer here. And it's a very, very exciting one as well.
He's Hector Casteltort, international communications man for Osasuna in Spain. They're having an outstanding season. I think I have to go right to Jagoba Arrasate, 192 games in charge as a manager. He's had 81 wins. Just tell us what type of a leader he is and how important he is as kind of the face and the driver of the ship of Osasuna.
It's funny that you say ship. And I say that because back in the 2020-2021 season, Osasuna was in a 13 winless game streak. And people were, with a reason, they were kind of saying, hey, what's going on? However, our sporting director, Braulio Vasquez, came out and he said, he's the captain of the ship. And his assistant coach is the second in command. And the rest of the coaching staff are, they're also part of the leadership of the boat. And then the rest of us are just the crew. And if the boat sinks, it sinks with its captain on it. And if we make it to shore, we all get to shore, including the captain. So that means that there is 100% trust on Jagoba. He has earned it. He took this team and he made it the Segunda División champions on his first season. And then from there, we have had I don't think we have finished below 11th place since we returned to Primera División. So that says a lot about the idea that he has and how he has been able to like transfer that onto the players, and not only to the players but also to the fans. He's very devoted in all his press conferences. When we have a home game, he always talks about how the fans are the player number 12, the 12th player, and he's very vocal about the support of the fans, and he's a true leader.
Yes, take us into what type of leader is he? Is he autocratic? Is he a hardline guy? Is he democratic? What type of manager is he? And then take us further into the type of football and what are some of the main demands he wants out of his team from a footballing perspective?
I think from a field standpoint, he wants to have the ball. He always says, I want to have the ball. I want to keep possession. If we have the ball, they want to attack us. If we keep possession, we can attack them. So he likes to have the ball. He also, when needed and when need be, he might have some long plays that the team might do. Our flanks, if you keep an eye on our flanks, we always have players running up and down the field. Chimi Avila, Abde is a bull. And not only do they run up and down the field, they score. You know, like they do it with a purpose. There might be a play where Chimi might be like inside the opponent's box, and next thing you know, they're in a counter and Chimi's already in our box getting ready to defend as well. So it's a very explosive style of play. And it's a very, you have seen it and you can back me up on this. It's a very exciting one. Like people get excited about it. I watch it. I'm like, this is what football should be.
It is entertaining football. There is no doubt about it. You're going to want to see the second leg. And, you know, the reason we do this interview too, Hector, and obviously your role is to brand Osasuna in America, get people to understand the team, the club, the history, the city. This is a great interview. And I love doing interviews like this because everybody gets drawn to the Real Madrids and Barcelona, who, by the way, are playing tomorrow in a Copa del Rey semifinal. But, you know, a lot of times people bypass some of these smaller clubs with interesting styles of football, tremendous history. I mean, this club goes back to 1920. Your role now is in international communications. Obviously, La Liga wants to brand their clubs in America and continue with the league and make it more, not just about Real Madrid, Barcelona, and Atletico Madrid, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the end of the day, La Liga understands that the product that they have is a very solid product. At the end of the day, we also know that we have a lot that we can offer. And as you said, it's a lot about trying to my role is to brand the club, is to leave a footprint of the club, not only in America, but worldwide. Obviously, with my background and my expertise, America is an obvious choice for me to attack because I know how the market kind of works. The other thing is also is that when you mentioned, you know, everybody knows Real Madrid and Barcelona and those smaller clubs, those stories are not often told. Something that I like is that for Osasuna, we're one of those clubs that when people start watching us, they just start falling in love with us. We just started a campaign for the Copa del Rey semifinals. In Spanish, we called it Grandes en Ilusión, meaning that, you know, we might be small, but at the same time, we're like, our hopes and our dreams are bigger. In English, we branded to make it a little bit more, make sense to the people watching it or listening about it. We call it Big at Heart, meaning that we might not have the championships, we might not have the money, but we have a big heart, and we're the true underdogs. I mean, I don't know if it's bad that I say that, but I do feel that Osasuna is kind of like a big underdog, and I think that's a lot of not only Americans, but I think everyone loves a good underdog story.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.